I was in the Boys' Brigade as well, actually. I forgot about that. Blythe Boys and Boys' Brigade, yeah. Well, I went along with friends, basically because one of them was a bugler. And I think I fancied playing the bugle, but I never got into the band. But no, I enjoyed the marching bit, and, you know, it was, what's the word, paramilitary, I think. It was, you know, we did drill and all, you know, marching stuff and that. So when I did National Service, it wasn't new. I was in the one that met at Woodall, by the Catholic Church. There's another, an old wooden building. I can't remember what church it was. Free Church or something like that, Presbyterian. I don't know the religion. We used to meet there, and I went through Life Boys and then into the Boys Brigade. That would be sort of Tuesday, Thursday. A couple of nights a week, as I remember, a couple of nights a week. And the Boys Club would be rest of the time. Yeah. I might have been in the Life Boys separately, but I'm certainly in the Boys Brigade and the Boys Club at the same time. Life Boys is like the Cubs. Then you get the Boys Brigade, which is the same as being a scout, you know, it's that sort of two levels. We went to Yarmouth with the Boys Brigade, and it poured with rain from the minute we got there till we left. And I got home, and the first thing my dad made me do was get a wash, because we were absolutely filthy. I mean, there were huge bell tents set up, which we had to take down. So I think it was just a campsite that, you know, let people come in, and it was already there for them, like, you know. So I'd imagine, yes, they booked it every so often and just turned up with a party of people. Oh, we had to take tents down. Yeah, to this day, I said to my, told my dad that was when we got dirty, taking these old bell tents down. Almost sort of, they were military type things, like a wigwam. But they had a size this high, you know, quite about 3 foot high.
Straight
skirt. Yes. Skirt on it, you know, so you could stand up and move about in it quite easily. They were huge. I mean, you got about 10 or 15 people in one, all sleeping, like, you know. Well, not about sleeping, but, well, in our case, it was digging out around the edges because it rained so hard, the water was coming through underneath the tent, so we had to go around digging ditches all around.